I had birds as pets. I had birds on my shoulder. Most of the time as a little girl. You know, parrots and macaws. But I grew up inland, and we had rivers and creeks, and so we had lush environments. We have bromeliads growing on the trees, and it was just a very tropical environment. I come from the state of Oaxaca, which is on the Pacific coast. And my hometown is a fishing village called Puerto Escondido. It's quite known nowadays. And I always wanted to be a gardener because I grew up growing stuff. Everything that we ate, we grew. My grandfather and I grew. And so it became a passion for me since very early in my childhood. And when I came to Canada, I pursued that dream. My name is Lina, Lina Salinas for short. And my connection with Bloedel is that I worked there for about 5 years or so. I started in 2000, year 2000, and then I stayed there for perhaps 5 years, and then I went for one more year outside in the public park.
What was the title of your job?
Well, my title was a laborer, but I was doing duties as a gardener because I was training apprentices that came through the Bloedel Conservatory.
And so you took care of the plants and the birds?
Yeah, take care of the plants, replant them. The gardener would come and design them, or I would sometimes design them myself. So I was willing and very happy to do a bit of everything. I was just happy to be there. I was just happy to work there. So it was a wonderful experience to have a personal connection and bond with a bird. One of them was Charlie, rest in peace, dear Charlie. He was such a sweet cockatoo. He was very loving.
Could you describe what Charlie looked like?
He was a cockatoo from, I believe, from New Zealand, Australian. He was white with a tinge of like salmon, and he had like an orange crest. When he got either excited or afraid or showing any emotion, he would end those crests. They're like very fine. When they stand, you can see the bright salmon color. He was the good size, like the size of a macaw, but shorter tail. Black, dark black eyes. Yeah, beautiful. He was just very beautiful.
You said he would sing and dance. Like, what would he say?
Charlie would mostly mumble, and he just tries to imitate. But the words that he would say, like clearly, would say like, "Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you, Charlie? Those he would say clearly. Charlie had this personality where he just makes you laugh, you know. And he would make people laugh. All the kids that would come. Charlie would just stay there still, and you think he's just not going to do anything, and then suddenly he starts talking and dancing and making all these kinds of sounds, and people would laugh, and he would laugh too, and then people start laughing because he's laughing, and it was such comical. He was so comical. He sometimes, you know, would have temper tantrums if something wasn't right. He would, like, suddenly bite. They have feelings. They communicate. They tell you when something is wrong. Charlie, for example, he was possessive. He was jealous if another bird would come close to me in particular, because he became very attached to me. So if he was on your shoulder or on your arm, he doesn't want competition. He just wants all the attention to himself. And he liked to cuddle, so we would cuddle. I would cuddle him against my chest, and he would just loved it. Loved it. But he was temperamental sometimes, and this is why not everyone held him. Yeah, unfortunately, I had to take care of personal things, and I was heartbroken when I came back from Mexico and I heard that Charlie had passed away. Mm. It was really heartbroken. Yeah.
What year did he die?
Sometime between 2006 and 2009. You know, they live a long time. These types of birds, macaws and cockatoos, they can live for a long, long time, you know, mm-hmm. 80 years or so. And so they have a lifetime of knowing different kinds of people, and I can only imagine, I'm not an expert, but I can only imagine they get to know people, and they get to spend a lot of time with different kinds of people, and they become attached to these people that care for them, and then suddenly these people leave, you know?
Yeah, one of the volunteers I was speaking with said that parrots often are looking for homes. There's often parrots
Absolutely.
That need to be adopted.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's wonderful that Bloedel, it's a refuge, not only for people who want to go and have a wonderful time, but also for birds. A lot of people came there to escape the rain. A lot of people came there to take pictures. We all just hang out. Bloedel, I think it's a refuge for many, many people. In Vancouver, when we need a little break or just want to go to a different, you know, like the tropics, you don't have to go so far. Just go to Bloedel.
Yeah, it's like its own little world, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is such a unique place. It was like coming home every day. I went to work. It was just wonderful to have the birds there and the beautiful plants and the humidity level, and it was just everything was wonderful. But I still go and visit there and visit the birds and see the flowers. And nice to see some more changes, and it's nice to see that some of the old trees, like palm trees, are still there, and it's just more beautiful each time I visit it. It's more beautiful. I hope that Bloedel will stay open forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fair. So do I.
Off to the highest point of land in Vancouver, Queen Elizabeth Park and the Bloedel Conservatory. This unique 140-foot cryodetic dome is dedicated to a better appreciation and understanding of the world of plants. To appreciate this world of plants, one should be prepared to take a leisurely stroll. Within the controlled atmosphere, one is spirited into the world of the tropics. Here is a simulated desert, rainforest, and tropical climate conditions, and close to 400 varieties of exotic plants and flowers.
Thanks for listening. This piece was made by me, Alex DeBoer. The songs you heard were Blue Hearts 1 and Maha Bone, off the album Blue Hearts in Exile by Gal Grayson. Additional sounds by Alexander Kim. Special thanks to Lena Salinas and the News Collective at CITR.